AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Presidential Health Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's Today show that an additional COVID-19 booster shot will soon be recommended for previously vaccinated people with weakened immune systems. He adds that data is being collected now on others, such as the elderly, to determine if or when their protection goes below a critical level.
And if the data show, in fact, that the degree of protection has gone down below a critical level, that's when you're going to be hearing about the implementation of boosters.
Fewer people applied for unemployment last week as the job market continues to grow. AP Sagar Magani reports from Washington.
Some 375,000 Americans filed for jobless aid, down 13,000 from the previous week. It's the latest sign of fewer layoffs as employers struggle to fill a record number of job openings amid a consumer surge. About 12 million people in all are getting unemployment benefits, which is down nearly a million from last week. That partly reflects more Americans being hired and no longer getting benefits. But another factor is many states have canceled a federal program for the self-employed and a separate one for the long-term jobless. Both are due to expire nationwide next month.
Inflation at the wholesale level jumped a higher than expected 1% in July, matching the rise in June, dimming hopes that the upward trajectory of prices would begin to slow. Prices at the wholesale level over the past 12 months are up 7.8%, the largest full-year increase going back to 2010. Nearly three-fourths of the wholesale price increase was generated by the rising cost of services, which rose 1.1%. Food costs actually fell 2.1%, the first drop since December. A mixed market this morning, the Dow down 100 points. S&P is also off 3, while the NASDAQ is up 11. This is AP News. COVID-19 cases are on the rise across the country, hitting areas and states where vaccination levels are low. Despite the rise in cases, several Republican-controlled states, including Florida and Texas, have new laws or executive orders barring local governments and school districts from requiring masks in public buildings and schools. Dallas County and other larger areas in Texas are fighting back. County Judge Clay Jenkins ordering the masks. He tells those opposed to wearing masks that their rights have limits.
Your personal freedom is very important to me and to everyone, but your personal freedom does not extend to hurting your neighbors.
The CDC recommends masks be worn in schools, and a report by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association finds that nearly 4.3 million U.S. COVID-19 cases have affected children. That's about 14% of all the cases around the country. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.